Picture this. Thick, black curls sprouting like sunflowers from a well-oiled scalp, fragrant with Dark and Lovely conditioner, sectioned and shaped into 10 perfectly symmetrical bunches, each one wrapped in a carefully considered multicoloured hair bobble. A runny nose, slightly crusted around the edges, eyes wide like two galaxy buttons in a pool of milk, a half-smiling, sort of wobbling, wiggling mouth. Light brown skin, arms poking through the holes of a yellow polka dot dress, little legs with feet fitting like plugs into red-hot socket sandals, sending an electric current fizzing through the entirety of my 7-year-old body. I'm standing still on the paved playground of my new Newbury Primary School, staring out at something which I can only describe as a sci-fi scene from a movie I've never seen. Rows of children dressed head to toe in the same blue and white shirts, jumpers and summer dresses with matching socks and these weird things hanging from the collars of their shirts like scarves, but thinner. Bring! There's a bell ringing. So shrill, I'm sure it must be an emergency, except nobody's running. Just standing, arms by their sides, faces forward, lips sealed, ready for something to start. Some sort of military operation, I presume, except I thought this was school. It doesn't look like school, at least not how I know it. All the teachers here have the same name, either Miss or Sir, and that bell thing goes off at least 5 times a day, and the children say, "Good morning, Miss," and "Good morning, everybody," in well-rehearsed unison, and sing songs about God having the whole world in his hands, and I miss the city. My city. Vienna. That's a feeling I'll get used to. Missing. Eventually I'll miss it here. I'll miss the order, the friendly bus driver who drives the V4 and says I look a little bit taller every time he sees me, which happens to be every other day. And the houses, the way their fronts look like smiling faces, brick walls looking up at ceiling heights and not quite picket fences. Of course, it doesn't make sense, this. Not yet. To a 7-year-old, how could it? Bring! That's the bell again. Still catching me off guard, even though I've been here for 2 weeks now. I've got my own set of black pumps and a white and blue checkered dress, and who knew that M&S tights could be so itchy? M&S, by the way, is a very special place my granny used to take me whenever I came on holiday before I moved here and buy me clothes with sequins and fluffy jumpers that smelt like Newbury, and I'd take them home with me and Mum would pick them out of the suitcase, give them a sniff and say, "Marks and Spencer's." And the next day I'd go to school with it on, and at least 3 children would say, "Wo hast du dein Pulli her?" And I'd answer, "Es ist von Marks and Spencer's," and watch as their eyes merged into the shape of stars as I told them more and more about the magic of M&S. I guess everyone here already knows, though. They know everything. Some of them have even been to London. Not by plane, but on a train. You can get there in like 35 minutes. My new best friend Bella's dad works there. I like Bella and she likes me too, except sometimes she pulls my hair, tugs on my curls and asks why they look like that. I don't know the answer, but I tell her that I was born with it. She asks me, "Are you sure? Because Kitty's mum used to have hair like me and the other girls at school, and then she went to Tony and Guy and got a perm and now her hair looks like yours." I'm not quite sure what a perm is, so I go home and Google it. It's not the same thing. At first, a lot of things feel like they're not the same. Round here, people's aunties and uncles live next door to them. Imagine that. Everyone has a garden with grass and the air is so pure you can actually feel it make its way up your nostrils. Still, I miss the smoke of the city. Swift sound of the tram, tongues turning to the rhythm of different languages, lights at night time. Not that they don't have lights here too, they do, but they're different. A bit like me, I suppose. See, at 7, in the playground, I feel like a Vienna light in a small town flashing so bright that people might not be able to help but notice me. My eyes, skin, wide nose, knotty hair, accent rich with Viennese pronunciation, my hesitation to blend, dim, dip the colour, turn down the sparkle, diffuse the shine, but as I grow up, what I'll find is that, yes, at 7, I feel like a Vienna city light in a small town called Newbury. At 18, I feel like a Newbury streetlight in a country over the bridge called Wales. At 19, I feel like the glowing wick of a Welsh candle in a big house in Windsor. At 22, I feel like a Windsor warm winter bulb stuffed into the dusty corner of a city called London, and on and on and on. That's just the way it goes. I suppose it's how we move through life, making homes out of different places, adapting to new phases, collecting the pieces we need for the puzzle that will eventually be our story. And at 7, in Newbury, I found a key piece of mine. I blew out the candles on my 23rd birthday last week, shut my eyes and wished for all the answers to adulthood. And to tell you the truth, I'm still waiting, with bated breath and restless legs, I must confess. One thing I do know is that there is a lot of paperwork in adulthood. A lot. So many forms to fill in for, well, everything, and there's always the same part that I get stuck on. It's the bit that asks where you're from. Tick boxes that try to figure out where you belong, but there's never enough space on the page or even time on this stage to work it all out. Let alone tell you all about it. I'm from a million and one different places. I'm from here and from there, and I'm not yet sure where next. But I do know it's not as simple as a biro cross etched into a box. And isn't it strange how such a small question can have such a vast answer, and even more confusing that we as people tend to pretend to fit perfectly into wherever it is we've come from or are going to, when all these places weren't made one size fits all? They're not socks. These are, though. They're lucky ones my gran got me from M&S, actually, because I get nervous, overwhelmed and a bit shy, thinking about how I will have to keep adapting, keep being the girl in the playground, in the new place, feeling lost for a bit, but eventually found. Because really, it didn't take me long to settle into this town. By the time the next year rolled around, I knew Newbury so well I could walk it with my eyes closed. I could scale the walls of Donington Castle in a matter of seconds, sit at the top and point out every good hiding spot. It got comfortable, quicker than I would have thought. The same way being on this stage has. And then the time turns up again. The time when it's time for me to get going. To pack up knowing that Newbury will always be waiting for me here with its Northbrook Street arms outstretched. The same way as Vienna, Cardiff, Windsor, and the rest. I hate goodbyes, but it's okay, because they're usually followed with a new hello. The start of the next part of the journey with someone standing somewhere on the edge of the next piece in their puzzle. You see, I'm still the little girl in the yellow dress on my first day at school, just bigger and a bit better at speaking English. And today the school was a theatre instead. It was faces looking up at me, listening to the stories I have to tell about the places I've lived. Another new experience. My home for 10 minutes. A piece of the puzzle I'll tuck into the pockets of my heart. Ready for tomorrow and another new start.